News. I'm Laura Winters. Breaking news this Friday as we learn the ceasefire between Hamas and Israel holding at this hour. Hamas terrorists expected to release hostages at approximately 9 a.m. Eastern. 13 people, women and children, expected to be set free from the group of more than 200 the terrorists are holding in Gaza.
We don't know exactly the amount, how many people will be handed over.
Israeli government spokesman Zig Avman telling reporters in Tel Aviv that nothing is a sure bet until it happens.
It's a figure that we cannot say right now because we don't know.
The group will be turned over to Red Cross workers. This is a phased release of 50 women and children Hamas is holding in exchange for Israel releasing 150 Palestinians being held in Israeli prisons right now. There will also be a four-day pause in the war. Humanitarian aid will be brought into Gaza, about 200 trucks lined up at the Rafah crossing. And this deal includes a provision that for every day Israel pauses in the war, an additional 10 hostages will reportedly be released. This deal brokered in Qatar.
There will be flown to 5 major hospitals and medical centers throughout Israel, depending on their health situation.
On a much lighter note, we turn to other news now. Google Maps getting a facelift of sorts. Here's USA's Dave Collins.
Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are a slightly brighter green, while water is now a more turquoise blue. Despite mixed opinions about the new aesthetics, Google Maps has enhanced features, including additional information on electric vehicle charging stations, and improved search capabilities.
This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
To politics now, there's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket, USA's John Schaefer reports.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
If you're wondering how the first family spent Thanksgiving, well, the Biden family, including President Joe Biden, taking a swim in the very cold Atlantic Ocean off Nantucket. They call it their annual Biden family polar bear plunge. Actually, the entire island holding an annual turkey plunge. The president, his wife, their children and grandchildren all posing on the beach wrapped in plush towels. The ocean was a brisk 50 degrees. To the box office now, it turns out folks aren't showing up in huge numbers this Thanksgiving. Disney's new movie Wish, bringing in just over $8 million and is expected to make about $37 million over the holiday weekend. It's not much compared to its $200 million budget. Ridley Scott's historical drama Napoleon isn't doing too well either. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and also cost about $200 million to make, but so far it's only earned around $7 million. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.